Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I would venture to guess that most of us, if not all of us, have John 3:16 memorized. Funnily enough, I don't recall actually memorizing this verse, but I know it by heart. I can go for months at a time without reciting it or maybe even thinking about it, but the words are still there. Over the years, I've seen this verse posted on billboards and t-shirts, bookmarks, coffee mugs. Martin Luther called it the gospel in miniature. And I think that's right, because in just 27 words, this famous verse from the Gospel of John describes a loving God, a cherished world, a self-giving son, a universal invitation, a deliverance from death, and a promise of eternal life. But I confess to you this morning that I have a complicated relationship with John 3:16. Not the actual verse, but what people have done with the verse. Unfortunately, many Christians have taken these words, which are meant to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, and have instead formed them into a weapon to hurt and harm other people. This verse was actually quite quiet in the global church for many centuries, until the evangelical wave of the late 20th century, when it became the singular verse of the gospel in American life. Billy Graham recited the verse at crusades attended by thousands. And what happened as a result is that many Americans have taken their scissors and have cut John 3:16 right out of John 3 and right out of the whole Gospel of John. And as a result, we've misinterpreted it, we have misused it, and we've misunderstood it. Because the words in this verse, and truly the words of any verse, cannot be broken away from the chapter or the gospel or book of the Bible that they live in. In John 3, we encounter Nicodemus, who went to Jesus in the darkness of night. Nicodemus was a Pharisee and a leader among the Jews. He had a lot of questions for Jesus and needed to meet with him in person, but didn't want others to see or know about it. So he went in the night. The words in verse 16 are Jesus's response to Nicodemus's question, "How can this be? How can it be that we are to be born again? How can it be that we are to be born of water and of spirit? How can these things be?" And Jesus said to him, "Because God so loved the world, he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." There are three things that I would like to lift up about this verse. One, we cannot read verse 16 without reading verse 17. They truly cannot be understood without each other. And unfortunately, one of the things that has happened when folks have taken just verse 16 is that many Christians have used this verse like a velvet rope at a club. They've used it to judge who's in and who's out, like we are bouncers at a club. But in doing so, we've missed the whole point of what Jesus was trying to say. God didn't send Jesus into the world to condemn it, but to save it. Jesus' mission is love, not condemnation. And who do we think that we even are to judge someone else's salvation or God's love? May God have mercy on us when we judge and condemn anyone. two, we've really misunderstood what eternal life means. When Jesus talks about eternal life, we think that it means the period of time after someone has died. When someone lives their life, they die, and then boom, eternal life begins. But no, this is not what eternal life is, and this is not what Jesus meant in the Gospels. Eternal life is a way of describing life as lived in the unending presence of God. When we are baptized into Christ, in our baptism, we are given salvation and eternal life. Our eternal lives begin then, while we are yet still living. When we become children of God in the waters of baptism, when we are born again of water and spirit, we receive the gift of eternal life from God that begins then and continues forever. Brothers and sisters, we are living in eternal life right now. The gospel of Christ is never about the future. It is always about the present. The kingdom of God is here, and the kingdom of God is now. Three, God sent his son into the world to save the world because God loves it so much. The Greek word that we translate into English as world is cosmos. And cosmos means the whole created order. Absolutely everything that God created. The sun and moon and stars, trees and flowers and plants, animals, all the creatures, rivers, oceans, valleys. The cosmos is absolutely everything that God created. And God so loves the cosmos, the whole created order, that God sent his son Jesus to save the world, to save the cosmos. Unfortunately, in the past, Christians have thought this verse is really just about humans and about a few select humans at that. But no, God so loved the whole world, the whole universe, the whole cosmos, and everything that it is contained. The whole universe is the scope of God's salvation and love. We know that Jesus saves us as humans. This is true, but that's not what this verse is saying. For God so loved the cosmos, the whole created order, that God sent his son Jesus to save it. All of creation is loved by God. All of creation is saved by God. And all of creation has deep value because God loves it. And God created it. And God redeems it. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection affect the whole earth, the whole universe. He who was executed as a criminal among criminals, he who suffered injustice and humiliation and shame on the cross has brought God's reign of justice and mercy and love to the entire universe and all that is contained within it. Jesus conquered darkness, sin, and death, and in doing so, not only saves us, but saves the entire cosmos. God's love is absolutely and completely limitless. It knows no bounds. Humans are the ones that try to limit God's love and limit God's salvation and put boundaries around them. But this is not who God is. God is love. And because God so loved the world, he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Thanks be to God. Amen.